I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Vacation.
With no motorized vehicles, no cell service, no Wi-Fi. It's hard because when you don't have Wi-Fi, you can't Google anything. You have to actually know things.
Ugh. What am I hearing now? Nature.
Hello.
Hi.
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 What's up?
Oh my God, Amy, I have missed you.
I missed you too.
I love doing this pod. I'm hitting myself and the mic.
Stop hitting yourself.
I love doing this podcast with you so much, but I can say the thing that sucks about it is whenever we want to share with each other what's been going on.
I know, but that's just life now. That's how we're going to live it.
I felt so rude because we both got back from having a long weekend and all I wanted to know was about your trip and I asked zero questions.
Yeah, and we can't talk to each other.
Yeah, so I'm about to learn what the heck my girl has been up to and I'm super excited about it.
Well, you too. You did something.
I did. I did some stupid somethings. That's what sucks. It's been so hard to not tell you because I just want to laugh at myself because I know that you'll laugh with me. And now we're going to do it all. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's my ride or die, and I say that because Lacey almost pushed me out of the car without stopping when she gave me a lift home yesterday.
And my main mamacita is back at work after a long vacay, and she has already broken a golden rule. She didn't ask for a ride to the airport, but she did need a ride home. What has she been up to? We have kept our mouths sealed up until now. I said that stupid. We have kept our mouths sealed up until now, and I can't wait to hear all about her long weekend. Her name is...
Amy Nichols. I did so much. I mean, it was like a 3-day weekend. That's what they gave us. And I fit in so much. We were go, go, go the whole time. Me and my husband, Josh, kind of did a short anniversary trip up to Las Vegas is where we flew. And then out of there, we drove over to the Utah and Arizona border and just looked at a bunch of earth stuff.
Question. When you got to Vegas, were you like, last time I was here, I was babysitting Lacey? Did that thought ever cross your mind at all?
No. I think there was one time, and we weren't even in Vegas. We were doing something else. I think Josh was talking about how He went into the bathroom in the airport and there was someone snoring when he was like at the urinal. There was someone in the stall snoring. I was like, oh my God, this is so Lacey.
Okay. So y'all drove to Utah.
We did.
You had to sleep in the car that night, right?
We did. We drove straight from the airport to the border and we were doing this lottery trying to get into this very exclusive hike. They only let 20 people in a day. And we wanted to make it in time because it's a morning drawing. So, yeah, we just pulled over in the parking lot and slept for a couple hours until the drawing started.
And
we tried 3 mornings in a row. And it was really exciting. It was a lot of tourists from China, Germany, India. And it was like a game show. They drew bingo numbers and everybody was cheering and clapping, even though, like, 8% only got it because of so many people wanting to get in, but being such a few number being drawn. Anyway, so yeah, we lost.
Aww.
But it was fun being there and being a part of it, and we tried, but we'll just keep trying. I mean, someone said they tried for like 6 months straight.
Wow.
And didn't get it.
And I would think with it being a holiday weekend, it was probably more busy than usual.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So it was a lot of fun.
Okay, well, I know that yesterday in the MAM room, people were asking you about the vacation and you were like, well, and you're looking at me and I was like, oh, it's okay. I'll just put on my headphones and listen to something. So there was something with your...
The cabin. Yeah. So we went from the lottery and we checked into our cabin for the first time and we... I don't know how to say this.
Haunted, sex crimes.
No. So when we got this Airbnb, it looked beautiful. It's a cabin with no electricity and no running water, which for some people wouldn't be down for.
Why is there no running? Oh, because there's no electricity. So, okay.
I I was ready to rough it. I mean, we're hiking the whole time, so I don't need, you know, a 5-star hotel or anything. So when we booked it, we thought, yeah, this is a really good place. It's central to all the hikes we want to do. And later to find out after we got it is the highest polygamist city in the U.S. And I'm not judging. I don't live life like that. And I'm not judging. My dad's side of the family is all Mormon. But I don't think I thought this all the way through. So when we were coming into town, we stopped at the grocery store. And I see all these women coming out. And they're all in prairie style dresses. Mm-hmm. And their hair are in loose braids. And they don't cut their hair. And you can't show skin and all this stuff. And I'm in a sports bra and my tight yoga pants, and I cannot...
Out in public? Amy, that's not like you.
Oh, well, I'm hiking. You know, this isn't like what I would wear to work. It's just, I just came from a hike.
I'm picturing this right now and hot, by the way. Little Amy body in a sports bra. Uh-huh.
I refused to get out of the car. I was so nervous that they're not going to stone me, I don't think. Maybe they would, I'm not sure. But I was so nervous to get out of the car, so I just threw a cover up on, and I know... Joshua, he loves grocery shopping, but he doesn't cook. He doesn't even know what he's going for. I don't know what's in the store. This is a small little town. Mm-hmm. What if they don't have pork? I don't know what their religious beliefs are. Anyway, so I went in and we get all our stuff and we're traveling through the neighborhood trying to find the cabin finally. And this town, this neighborhood is built up like a compound. There's large fences, like 12 feet high. They're like bunkers of each little individual house where like they're threatened by the government going to like come get them or whatever.
Okay, is this religion? Is this the people or is this like a cult?
I'm not sure. I really don't know. I looked it up and it was an acronym, FLDS, and it's a Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Mm-hmm. So it's a religion.
They're the ones who give you Bibles, I think.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know enough about them, but I didn't feel unsafe. I just did not feel like I belonged there.
So you're in the middle of nowhere.
Middle of nowhere.
In a cabin with yes. No electricity, no water.
No service on phones either.
How was the bathroom situation?
They had a porta potty down the road and I didn't go by myself. I made Josh
stand
outside. So what if
you had to go in the middle of the night or something?
You take your lantern and walk
oh
over
my
there.
God. You were
and
such
I did.
A trooper.
And I did at 4 o'clock in the morning. Absolutely.
I think at that point I would just pee outside.
And like we didn't have a shower. So they gave us the solar bag that we didn't know how to use the first time. So we were freezing trying to work it the first time. We had to like squat. It was a squat shower because it's like from this hose and Josh could only hold it so high and you have to get underneath it. It was a lot of fun. We giggled a lot at each other, at mm-hmm. ourselves, just because we were just like, what are we doing?
That sounds really cool, but you are such a trooper because I always told Jeremy, I used to never camp before him, and I told him, I will not go to the bathroom outside. Well, that's a lie. I'll totally pee outside. I'm just not trying to do anything else. But I only like car camping. I need a car close by. Mm-hmm. I don't always have to shower because, I mean, we camped at Guadalupe Mountains before, and I think I went like 3 days, which is natural. I can easily do that here, but I'm also like climbing mountains and stuff. But we still had a bathroom I could go rinse up at.
Yeah.
We didn't have showers, but, I mean, I'm still taking care of the pits and stuff.
Yeah, that's the important parts, pits and crotch. Mm-hmm.
I would have been raging mad if it was me on that trip, though. Like, what the crap are we doing?
I did know what I was getting myself into, but I've never done anything like that, so it was all new for me. I would do it again, though.
So it wasn't haunted?
It was not haunted. It was just a little uneasy feeling going through that area just because I was so unfamiliar.
Yeah.
And I did not belong there, obviously.
You had probably never seen anything like that before,
no,
right? I hadn't.
No.
I mean, no disrespect to a religion. Hopefully that's all that it is. But, I mean, I would totally be scared about the cult. And, like, you can convince me to do just about anything. I am the worst whenever it comes to salespeople, because they tell me something and I'm like, yeah, well, that sounds about right. I'll buy 20 of them. You know? So let me talk to a convincing person who's like, you need to come join my cult. I'm like, you're making a lot of sense. I would go and do it probably. I don't trust myself not to. Well, I had a super exciting weekend too. I went to go visit our girlfriend Kajal in El Paso. And I had so much fun. It started off so badly though, because she works in TV and she has to get up for work really early in the morning. So she had already texted me. I'm driving there. It's 8.5 hours. And she had already texted me and was like, hey, I went ahead and took my Ambien. I'm going to be going to bed. Is that okay? And I mean, her and her fiance get up at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Ooh. So I get it. She's texting me this at like 6 that mm-hmm. she's getting ready to go to bed. So I'm like, no problem, girl. I have a key to your house. I forgot to return it last time I was there. I'll just let myself in. And I had been there before. So I mean, I know what I need to do, where I need to go. No big deal. After 8.5 hours with my dog, who does not go to the bathroom on a leash, so I would stop and walk him. He had not been to the bathroom since Fort Worth, 8.5 hours earlier.
Oh, wow.
As I'm pulling into her neighborhood, I started thinking, does she have a gate? I seem to remember a gate, but I don't have a gate code. And I'm looking, and these different streets don't have gates, because she's in a house, mm-hmm. but these different streets don't have gates. Sure enough, I pull up, there is a gate. I have no gate code. I checked her address, her text. I started calling random people on the box because I couldn't get a hold of them. So I'm calling random people, seeing if I could just convince somebody to let me in. Like, my friends are right there. And I'm even like scaling the gate to try to see if there's a way that I can get through.
You're going to jump the gate fence
or
with your dog.
Or if there's like a little gate that I can go through, that I can walk through. No, there was nothing. Finally, I'm like, crap. And I'm thinking, maybe I'll just go get a hotel. Oh, yeah, I can't do that because I have my damn dog with me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I decided, oh, well, I have her sister's number. I have her mom's number. Let me call them. So I called both of them. Neither one of them answered. So then I texted both of them. Hey, do you have Kajal's gate code? One of them, no. Mom was like, oh, yeah, it's this. Gave it to me. I'm just about to dial it in. And then somebody pulled in and let me in.
Oh.
Girl, I was raging mad. I was so mad. I was like near hysterics just because what am I supposed to do? And
yeah,
this is a little small community. So I didn't know. I was out there for 20 minutes. And then once somebody let me in, then somebody else came. I'm like, where the heck have y'all been? But yeah, I'm calling both her and her fiance, texting them. I am blowing up their phones. No answer.
They don't care. They're good. They gone. Uh-huh.
Then I woke up in the middle of the night to take my dog Stanley out. And I run into Kajal in the kitchen. She's half asleep letting her dog out. She's like, oh my God, you're here. Girl, go check your phone. Go check your damn phone. And you tell me how you feel about me being here now. I was so mad.
Well, I'm glad finally someone showed up.
Yeah. And I mean, it was just total miscommunication because I already had her address. So she probably was just thinking, you know how to get here. You know, I didn't even talk to her that much before I got there. Like I told her via text that I'm coming. You know, it wasn't a big deal. So I don't blame her for not making sure that I was taken care of. But at the same time, if I was a responsible gate owner, I would make sure that you had my gate code before you came to visit me.
Well, I do feel bad. I had my baby sister watch my kids while we were gone. And I had written out like this 4-page instruction thing of their schedules and the numbers that are important, contact, all this blah, 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 blah. And I forgot to leave her a key. I know. I don't know what I was thinking. Thankfully, oh my God, thankfully Maddox had one on him that he took to school. So they got in. But I was like, what was I thinking? I did not plan it out.
It's okay. You just forget. You had so much on your plate. And the day that you left, you were tired. You were hoping, like, I hope I can get a nap before I have to go take care of everything and then fly out later.
Yeah.
So you had a lot of stuff going on. How did your sister handle the kids?
She did good. She did good. She had never, ever watched them before. And they're older. So I think that that was probably easier on her. She's just not used to, she's a loner. She's not really used to someone.
Responsibility.
Yeah. Or yeah, she's new to responsibility. She's never had someone around all the time. So I think she handled it well. She would offer to do it again. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good good sign.
That's good. I feel your sister on that, though, because I am used to solitude. So my little niece, I love her, but she comes to visit, the younger one. Kira will come visit me, and she's at my house for a day and a half. And I'm like, when you going home? Why are you still here? No, I don't want to play vampires again. So after I got in the house, everything was good. I went with my girlfriend to work the next day. She works on the news. And so I go with her to work, and I've been there before. I already know most everybody there. I get there, and immediately her and I are just giggling the whole time. She was off the air, sitting back on the couch with me. She had a segment break or something. And so we're just giggling, and her co-anchor was like, oh my gosh, y'all two together. Like, I can't believe this. Well, I go to tell her something, and she could just tell from the look on my face and the very first, like, three words that I said, she was like, oh, crap, let me turn off my mic. This is about to be inappropriate, huh? I totally forget, like, she wears the little mic on her. Yeah, and I was about to go hardcore into an inappropriate story.
Oh, I'd be terrible at that. I'd end up going to the bathroom on the mic and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, and she has before, for the most part, no. But, I mean, the producers kind of respect her. Those producers owe me nothing. So if I want to talk about something inappropriate, they'll listen. I think if they hear her, you know, forgetting to take it off and going to the bathroom or something, you give her a little bit of privacy and respect. But, yeah, I'm so glad she caught me. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know me too well, because I was about to go deep into it. Just unfiltered 6 a.m. talking some smack. So we went to the Hatch Chili Festival.
So, was it so much fun?
Hatch, New Mexico. No, it was not.
That's such a disappointment.
It was fun going with them. We had a good time. But, like, online, it's supposed to be, well, backtrack. My husband and I love Hatch chilies. And Hatch chili season is, like, a big deal to us. We go to Central Market. We'll buy them roasted. We'll freeze them.
Oh, yeah.
I throw them in everything. I was eating Hatch salsa and Hatch hummus and all this different kind of stuff the week leading up to it. Well, anyway, online at the Hatch Chili Festival, it says there's going to be, like, different chilies and all this different food you can try and all this different stuff you can participate in. So we drive an hour out there, which is not bad. Drive an hour out there, and it was like a carnival, and that's it.
Oh,
They had fair food. They had demonstrations. They had a lot of green chilies, a lot of red chilies, which they have, like, the red chilies hanging from the rope.
Yeah,
and I
almost
bought some, but then I was like, what am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw it away in a couple weeks.
It'd be fine for, like, a party, I guess.
Yeah, so I didn't buy that. I did get some roasted Hatch chilies there just to see if they were any different. And they had some food, but, I mean, nothing crazy. Like, they did have a Hatch chili burger, but we were supposed to go get a burger after, so I didn't. I had a Hatch chili quesadilla, and that was it.
Ah!
As soon as we got there, I see that they're selling tickets, so I walked up immediately. Also, fell on my own.
Oh my gosh!
Fell on my own. I did not bring any cash. I walk up to buy tickets, and I was about to buy a package of tickets.
No.
And then they were like, "Well, why don't we just get 20?" I was like, "Okay." So I bought 20 tickets, and I'm thinking, like, "Are you gonna get some?" Because we're already talking about eating. We're talking about doing this. The tickets were only for rides. They were not for food.
Oh,
but it was such a carnival atmosphere. But they had rides. So the three of us rode this one ride together. It was fun, whatever. Kajal decided she wanted to ride the zipper. And everybody knows what the zipper is. That's where you're in a cage and all they do is, like, shut this cage and then you go round and round and the cage just flips the entire time.
No, I'm out.
And then it starts going backwards and then it's flipping backwards. And both rides that we went on, it was only us both times. And so every time I got on, I'm like, hey, if nobody else comes up, will you let us go twice? All right, whatever. I mean, they don't care. Soon as this guy locks us in the cage, I realized I don't trust you at all. You are some scary looking Corey. I don't trust. Riding a ride as an adult is so different.
It is. Absolutely.
I'm down for Six Flags. I'm down for Disney. But I don't like those little stupid carnivals that people just set up because I don't trust you. And so the whole time we're riding, it's scary. It's hard. It's been a long time since I've been on the zipper. She weighs like nothing, so I'm the only one putting some weight on this ride.
Oh, stop.
We are just flipping and flipping and flipping. And she's scared. She's screaming. And all I could think was, this is it. I'm going to finally meet my fate. I'm going to have my tragic death that I always thought it was going to be. And I'm going to be overshadowed by my friend because she's famous. So here we are. We're going to die on this ride together. But I'm going to be the brief aside in her obituary because she's freaking famous. So, yeah, it would be a tragedy, but the real tragedy would be the news anchor star who just died.
Nobody knows it was you.
News anchor sensational, Kajal Dashti, and her friend.
Her nameless friend.
But luckily, that didn't happen. But that's what I was thinking the whole time. I'm like, bitch, you are going to overshadow my death so hard.
Oh, how fun.
Then we left, and we went to go. There's only like one place to eat in Hatch, and so that's where we were going. But it was super busy, so we left that place. But as we were there, I'm walking down. We're walking to the restaurant, and I saw Yogi.
Oh my gosh, I saw the picture. It was so cute.
Oh my god, I started freaking out. I'm like, it's Yogi. And she's like, yeah, Yogi was created in New Mexico. And I'm like, we have got to go take our picture.
That's fantastic.
Oh, I was so happy.
Aww.
So I went and I took a picture with Yogi. That, and then I couldn't shut up about that. Like,
do you take Yogi with you on your vacations?
No, because Jeremy would shame me.
Okay.
So Jeremy has to take care of him.
I didn't want any jealousy going on with the original Yogi and the new statue Yogi.
No, and I was so excited, and I told some friends about it, and my friends were like, I had no idea that you sleep with Yogi Bear. Do you know me? Like, what is wrong with you? Vanessa had no idea, because I was like, Vanessa, I saw Yogi.
You're kidding.
Yeah, she didn't know.
Aww.
I mean, I guess I don't really advertise it except for here, because I feel like I'm in a safe place.
But nobody's listening.
But yeah, I saw Yogi, and I was so excited about that.
Would you say that was your highlight?
Yes, probably. I mean, I did feel bad because I'm sure that my friends were thinking, like, girl, we drove you an hour to go to Hatch Chili Festival and you can't shut up about Yogi. I was so excited about it. Then we went to a Mexican restaurant somewhere, La Cruz or something. I don't know. It was really good. It was really authentic. Well, since El Paso is so close to Mexico and Kajal and her fiance are both on the news, they know how to pronounce stuff. Well, I don't. So I don't care. Two L's to me is not a Y. That is a freaking L. So I'm at this authentic Mexican restaurant and I ordered a chili Riano. And they're like,
I don't believe you.
They're like, you sound like you're saying Rihanna. And I'm like, dude, should I just point at what I want? Or do you? And so they're both ordering and
you just said quesadilla. You just said it. I don't believe you know that double L means Y.
Everybody knows how to say quesadilla.
I'm just saying.
But anyway, they made fun of me and they were they were with their perfect pronunciation.
Being all snooty.
Rolling their R's and stuff. And I was like, whatever. I cannot wait till both of y'all move back to DFW because we're going to make fun of y'all. Because in DFW, we don't talk like that.
I want to hear it.
Wannabes.
I want to hear your rolled R.
That was good. I can't believe that I did that. That was pretty good. Here is something that I found hysterical. I don't know how you would feel about this. As we're driving through some nowhere town, Kajal and her fiance were saying that one of their coworkers work there or live there or something. That's where he's from. He's famous. I think his family was rich and like founded the city or something. It was some small
city. Yeah, you make friends with the rich people.
He works at a news station. Anyway, so I was like, who? He had some famous sounding name and I can't think of it. But whenever I heard it, I thought they were talking about this actual famous person. And I was like, who? So-and-so's from here. And they're like, no, it's this person. And here, here's his Twitter. Look, so you can see that, you know, so you know who I'm talking about. And so I'm looking through the Twitter. And then I started liking every single post, like 20 posts down. And then I gave her back the phone and I was like, I liked them all just so he would know that we were talking about him.
Oh my gosh, was she so mad at you?
No. She thought it was funny too. Is that a jerk move or is that funny?
Oh my gosh. I have even logged out of an account and handed my phone to either Josh or the kid just because I'm so nervous that they're gonna start like accidentally double clicking stuff or double tap or what, I guess that's the terminology or whatever. Yeah, I don't wanna look like some creep that's like snooping around on someone's account.
But they were talking highly of this person. So it's not like they were talking crap and then let me look at their enemy's photo, you know? So I thought that was so funny. I don't know that her fiance necessarily gets my humor sometimes. So I hope he thought that was funny too. Well, then later that night, we're at their house. They have a beautiful backyard. We're laying out in the backyard. And it is a holiday weekend. Well, the neighbors come outside and they have low fences so you can see each other. They were telling me before this, like, oh, we never talk to our neighbors. We never see anybody. And then both neighbors are out and there's this full blown party going on. So we were like, all right, well, let's just move inside so we're not like peeping on their party or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it was such a nice night. I wanted to go back outside. And so Kajal told her fiance, Nate, was like, hey, will you go see what's going on outside? And he looks out real quick and he goes, well, the party's died down, but there's some people in the jacuzzi and they're playing sexy music. I don't think we need to go outside. Mm. And so Kajal was like, well, I want to go see.
Oh.
And so we like barely open the door and peek our head out and we're looking. And then I go, what are they doing out there?
Did you get a response?
No, they slammed the door.
Oh.
So that was my second jerk move. Apparently, you don't think I'm funny. I thought it was hilarious.
I think it's great. I think it's great.
So I just let her fiance know very quickly that they have to be on their toes at all times around me.
They have to put a muzzle on you.
I'm crying. I still think it's funny. I still think it's hilarious.
The couple in the jacuzzi didn't think it was hilarious.
But it was a real good time. And then I hung out on Sunday. And Sunday was actually the highlight because it was really nice weather. There was a storm coming in. We laid outside in the hammock and talked and laughed for a long time until finally it was time for me to go.
Aww.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun.
You didn't have to drive in the storm on the way back, did you?
No, it wasn't bad at all.
Okay.
And I had to work on Monday, so I had to come back early for that. And then Monday, I think, is whenever the storms really hit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm so glad
totally
you had a
fine.
Good time. Mm-hmm.
It was totally fine. Kajal did upset me just a little bit. I called her Jeremy.
Oh.
I forgot I told you this yesterday. This is one of the only things that I told you. Do you remember what you said to that?
No, I don't.
I said, well, Kajal kind of reminded me a lot about Jeremy. And you go, was she being judgmental? Because our nickname for Jeremy is Judgmental Jeremy. I was like, dang it, that's good. No, but I brought my dog Stanley. And her and Nate decided that they are in love with my dog Stanley. They just could not quit talking about him and loving him. And he is the best dog ever. And I'm like, Kajal, you remember my old dog Sassy? Like, Sassy's come to El Paso to come see you too.
They don't care.
I know. It's just like Jeremy. It's like, oh, big old shiny new dog. I love this dog so much more. He's so smart. He's so great. I'm like, really? He has allergies. Like, he's not the best thing ever.
That's sad. I mean, you really, really need to move on, though.
It just offends me. Like, you know better. I love Stanley, too, but I'm not going to say he's the goat dog that I've ever had.
I thought you were meaning that you said Kajal. Well, you said Jeremy when you were trying to talk to Kajal, and I remember that I called you babe the other day at work, and I was like, why'd that even come out of my mouth? Why would I call you babe?
I've trained you well. It's because I caress you a lot.
I think so.
I'm starting to turn you.
I think so.
What was the favorite part of your trip, Amy?
We went through the Narrows in Zion National Park, and it's these huge cliffs. It's a slot canyon. It's like 100 feet plus high, and you're hiking through the river, like sometimes waist deep. There's these bowling ball-sized bowling-sized boulders. Anyways, it was just really strenuous, but I think that's the right word. And it was beautiful. It was absolutely breathtaking. And we laughed because we're not experts. We're totally just making this stuff up as we go along. We just want to see pretty things before we die. So we're just checking off things off the bucket list. And we don't know what we're doing. We're just faking it. Anyways, but it was really difficult, but we did it. Josh fell pretty hard.
Oh yeah,
he was really, he said, I don't have anything broken. Oh my god, I was like, my hands are up the whole time. I was afraid he was gonna break his foot the entire time. I was like, be sure of your footing before you do your next step. And he fell, and
Because you were worried about this. You
said absolutely.
If he fell or if anything happened to him, you just have to leave him to die.
Yeah, I can't carry him. Anyways, when he fell, he said he didn't break anything but his pride. And I felt bad for him. But gosh, he was just like wanting to cruise through there. I'm like, just enjoy the scenery. He was a little impatient. Mm-hmm. The trip, he was just like, I don't know. Anyways, but we had a great time. We didn't fight until the very last day. We went to Vegas. And we didn't plan anything. This is our second time there. We still have not seen a show. We had 14 hours to kill and we could not make a decision. He just was very anxious. He was like, let's go to the airport. And I was like, come on. So we sat there, had a drink, multiple drinks, and we didn't do anything. And we tried a show. I wanted to see the zombie burlesque, the musical. Doesn't that sound so cool?
Yes.
But we tried to buy tickets and they're like, no, you could go discounted tickets down the road. So I walked there. We walked over 30 miles. I'm not trying to outdo you on your last trip, but we just walked so much. And, you know, we'd go try to get the discounted tickets and they're like, no, we're out for the evening. So we come back. Oh, we're sold out. It was just like walk, walk, walk. No plans. Didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we fought about that.
Aww.
But other than that, we cried laughing. We saw such, just in the car, we did a lot of driving from one park to the next park doing these hikes. And, it was just fun being in the car, listening to music and seeing pretty stuff.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that y'all had such a great trip.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. How long were the hikes? Like several hours? Did you have to pack food to go with you?
Yes. We had 3-liter water bladders, I think they're called. Also, I don't know what the terminology is for hiking because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Is that like the water pack where you drink it through
the,
your
like
backpack?
Hose? Yeah. Yeah, and like way too much food. I weighed myself down, which was probably why everything was so difficult for me because I want, like, just in case, we're in the desert. If mm-hmm. I decide we lose, I have a compass. Like, I know how to use it. And a whistle, like anybody would hear me if I got lost. What's the point? Anyways, but yeah, I just over-prepared.
That's good.
I guess.
You know, my dad posted something on Facebook the other day. Some meme about someone's given directions and they're like, go north. And the girl's like, oh, do you mean go right? No, go north. Oh, you mean do that? No, go north. And she's like, north and south mean nothing to me. And he tagged my mom in it. And my mom responded with, everybody knows that north is in front of you. I said, oh, that's your fault? I thought that was my stupidity. I didn't realize that you taught me that.
Oh, no.
Because I've always thought that. I know that it's wrong, but I have no yeah. sense of direction, and I just think that north is in front of me, so if I turn around, then it's behind me.
I totally understand. I have that problem with, like, military directions. You know, the 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever, you know, what pilots use whenever they're fighting or something. I don't know. Yeah, I always thought 12 o'clock is in front of you, but it's not. It's north.
Oh. I didn't know that. If I was to give you a time right now, I would say Amy is at my 2 o'clock.
Who knows?
So I did one more fun thing whenever we got home. I got home, worked on Monday, and then Monday night, Jeremy wanted to go see this blues player named Ben Harper, who was a lot of fun. Now, I'm not going to lie, whenever he told me about these tickets, he was asking me whenever I was on my way to El Paso, and I was like, yeah, that'd be fun to do Monday night. I know I don't have any Labor Day plans, so that'd be a lot of fun. I thought it was Ben Folds. And so it's not. It's Ben Harper, who's this blues dude, and he had this famous harmonica backing behind him. So that was a lot of fun. Really cool.
Surprising, since you thought you were seeing someone else.
I figured it out once Jeremy started sending me YouTube videos, and I'm like, who the heck is Ben Harper? But still, it was a lot of fun. We went to this restaurant, walk in, and for some reason, Jeremy was like, are y'all open? And she goes, actually, we're getting ready to close because it's Labor Day. Who closes at 6:30 on Labor Day?
That's how I felt in Vegas. We wanted to go hang out by the pool and everything closes at 6 o'clock.
That's ridiculous.
This is the city that never sleeps.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I was so mad. And they had Southern food and it was like some Wagyu meatloaf or something that I was going to try. I know, but they were closed. So we went to a Mexican restaurant instead. And I got shamed once again for my pronunciation because you don't say polo whenever you're trying to order some chicken.
Lazy. It's the devil L again.
But whenever we left, so we parked at this restaurant, free parking, walk out, see a guy on a scooter. just like we rode in Austin. And we were like, oh my God. And so we found two scooters and we rode to the House of Blues. So it cost us $3 total.
How fun.
Yeah, because we were going to valet park and not have to worry about parking. We didn't have to do that. We got to park for free, ride the scooters. It was so much fun riding those scooters.
Yes, but I'm sure you didn't have it on the way back, did you?
No, they're not as plentiful here. I didn't even realize they were here.
Yeah.
But in Austin, they're everywhere. But I think people don't use them as much, and so it's more scarce here.
Well, maybe they're becoming more popular. You know what, that's talking about all the time in the podcast. Maybe maybe people will like go to City Hall and say, we need more scooters.
We do. I want to buy one, but they're not cheap at all. But the only thing that sucked about using them here is I had a lot of panhandlers like trying to help me and Jeremy. Yeah, we don't need your help. And they're like, oh, well, this is how you do a scooter. Bitch, please. I know. And I'm always so awkward because I know that you're about to ask me for money. A, I don't have money, and B, I wouldn't give it to you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to be rude, but I don't trust people enough.
I agree.
I've been scammed before.
Oh, me too.
By those people. So that's why I'm so hesitant. But then they want to come up and offer you help and then expect money after. Mm-mm. And I mean, I have Jeremy with me, so I'm fine. If I didn't have Jeremy with me, I'd be scared.
Yeah, I didn't ask for your help.
Yeah, I got this. Don't worry about it.
Thanks, but no thanks.
So something that came up on the show earlier this week that I thought was interesting was I knew he loved me when. And it's just that moment that you realize that your significant other loved you. And it made me think, you and I have never discussed this before. I don't think. I may have told you. You might know after I tell you. But it made me remember whenever I realized that Jeremy loved me.
And?
Were we living together? Surely I wasn't living with him. I must have not been living with him then. But I was over at Jeremy's house, and he got a little drunk, and he told me that he loved me for the first time. And he said...
And he said it first.
He said it first.
Okay.
And he said love like 1,000 times probably. I mean, everything was, I love this, I love that, I love you, I love, 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 love. I mean, to the point where I was a little uncomfortable because we had never said it before. So you don't go from not saying I love you to I love everything about you. I love, love, this is love, 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 love. So the next day, he didn't say it anymore. And I got kind of mad at him because I was like, you told me that you loved me so many times yesterday. You don't love me now. Is it because you're sober? And he's like, well, I just don't want to force the situation. I didn't force you to tell me 1,000 times yesterday. So I was pretty upset about it. And it was fine. I wasn't to that point where I was ready for us to say it all the time yet. But I went to work that weekend. And I was working overnights doing traffic. And I went to work that weekend, and he was out somewhere and met a voiceover actor and was trying to get me a job and was talking me up. And he called me up at work and said, I'm doing this because I love you. I'm sorry that I didn't say it again. Yeah, but he was talking me up, got information, passed on my resume. I didn't get the job, so he didn't do that good of a job talking me up, either that or they listened to me and was like, wow, you have one voice and that's it. But yeah, that was the first time. That's whenever I knew that he loved me.
That is really sweet.
Yeah. We weren't even together physically, and he's out at a bar talking about his girlfriend to everybody and finding new jobs and stuff.
I love love. Mine's not as sweet. And probably, maybe I shouldn't share, but I knew when Josh loved me. I was a teenager, but I was 19 in an apartment on my own. We had gotten into a club, and I had underage drinking illegally. And then we went back to my apartment and drank some more illegally because I'm underage. But obviously, I have a problem with my stomach, and I got sick. And I knew he loved me because he held my hair back when I was vomiting in the yard.
In the yard, not even in the house.
I didn't even make it to the house. I sat there for the longest time. And he, like... He caressed me like you do. And that's when I knew.
Oh, that's really sweet. That's so sweet. I wonder if we should ask them when they knew.
We should.
Yeah, see if they have any interesting answers.
Should I have mentioned that it was illegal?
You should say illegal a couple more times. Well, thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcast.
You can catch us on both of those. You can leave us a rating, a nice message, some encouraging words. I feel like I'm trying to think of something. Oh, I am. That's because coming up next week, how would y'all like a tease?
Yay!
We already have something figured out. So next week, we are doing another podcast mashup with the brand spanking new podcast On Cloud Wine.
Yes.
With Anna Casillejos and Alicia Hopper.
I think it's just Hopper. Just like
I feel like I'm trying to say Harper wrong whenever I try to say her last name.
It's got a double P. It could be confusing for you.
All right, that's it. Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
We're going to be the biggest thing since Edison harnessed electricity.